Hello, this is Psychic Gary Spivey, and welcome to my weekly podcast, Tapping In with Gary Spivey. These are some interesting calls from radio listeners I got this week. Over the years, I've had people tell me, I was healed by listening to you on the radio. You explained to this lady how to solve her problem, and I realized, wow, that was mine too. And we can solve our problems by listening to other people get their problems solved. Well, I think it works that way, so I hope you enjoy the podcast. Yes.
The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Welcome back to another edition of Tapping In with Psychic Gary Spivey. Do you have a question for Psychic Gary Spivey? If so, call us up at 239-765-1039. Now, Gary Spivey is a world-renowned psychic and medium. He can tap into the other side. So make sure when you call in to ask your question, you make sure your question is very specific in nature, because you only get one, so don't waste it, all right? You can get hold of Gary when he is here at 1-800-827-GARY or online at GarySpivey.com. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the man, the myth, the legend, Psychic Gary Spivey! Yeah!
Hey guys.
Good morning. Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. Doing great. Right.
Great to have you on the show today. We're ready to start taking all the phone calls. If you have a question for Gary, you know how to do it. Call us up at 239-765-1039. Let's go ahead and go right to it. I've got Emily on the phone. Emily, what's your question for Gary Spivey? Go ahead.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
I have a daughter. She's five. She has severe separation anxiety, severe anxiety in general. She worries a lot. I know it's coming from my own self because I suffer with that as well. Tried everything in my power to keep her calm and relaxed, and I don't know how to get to her.
Well, you know, you're sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's a crazy thing. You would be not one helicopter mom, but you would be two. Make sense?
A little bit.
Well, you got to kind of realize it's a lot of it. And so how do I say be more supportive but back off a little bit? In other words, like you're giving her fear non-intentionally, but you're actually, you really are creating a lot of it. And so when I said that, I felt your head get warm and your ears get warm. You felt that?
Yeah.
Okay, that means that I'm just reading from your angels, really. And so they're trying to tell you that if you tell her, oh, be careful there, don't do that, oh, don't do this, you know, you're freaking her out. And so there's a way to hold her hand, be supportive, love her like there's no tomorrow, of course. But instead of telling her what's going to get her, you need to just tell her positive, many positive reinforcements in just language and speaking with her, and being her buddy. If you just hit it from a buddy angle almost, you'll find that you'll nail it in your head. I'm saying, well, okay, how can I tell you how to do this? You know, it's really hard for me to get it into words, but it feels like if you're just your friend, and I think even Big Mama could give great advice with this, with being a parent. And so you're a loving, loving, loving person. But if you could just hold her hand, but don't be too overwhelming with her. Now, I cleared away a bunch of dark energies that had to do with your mom, and I cleared you were sort of possessed by her. And so I cleared that off of you, and you notice your whole body feels warm. And I, at the same time I was talking, I was clearing your daughter's energy, so you feel even warmer. And I cleared your energy. So I cleared away all the dark energies. Now if you can just hold her hand, be her buddy, be her friend, and I think you're going to find a big change in her in the next week. So that's what I see. Even today I think you'll notice a change because I cleared these little dark things off of her where she had fear.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's right. Exactly what I needed.
All right. Thank you very much for your phone call. 239-765-1039. Hello, Scott. You're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hey, good morning. He's helped me in the past, and I lost another thing. I can't find a little deposit bag with a bunch of gift cards in it.
Okay. Well, I see it around an automobile. That's what I see.
Okay.
But it feels like it may be around an automobile that would not be the one that you have or drive all the time. I don't know if there's a number two car or someone else's.
Yeah, a motorhome, actually, yeah.
That's it. Yeah, your hands got warm. There we are.
any high, low, or anything?
All you got to do is walk in there, and it's in a hiding spot where you would just kind of tuck stuff. It looks like it's above, maybe in a cabinet. It feels like that. You got it. You got it in your head. You'll find it now.
Okay? All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Good luck. You too. Thanks. Sarah, you're on the air. Good morning. What's your question for Gary Spivey? Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, Gary. I just have a question. I've had a really rough patch. My last relationship, it broke up. I left him. But I just, do you see that, like, I almost sometimes feel like I'm going to be by myself the rest of my life. It's just, it's been really rough with, like, relationships. And I tend to always find the ones that are, the last one was married, and I didn't know. And it just always, before that, it's never been good. So I'm just wondering, I wonder if it's me or what's going on. I'm kind of confused, I guess you could say.
Well, here's what the good news is I see a perfect one showing up for you. It's really simple. Just ask your angels and ask God to bring you a perfect soulmate. Just say, angels, God, bring me my perfect soulmate, please. Say it.
Okay. So just
now,
think positive. It's just not always thinking
no,
that
listen,
it's me.
No, listen to me. Hey, I'm over here. Just say that now. Just say, angels, God, bring me my a perfect soulmate, please. Try it. Give it a shot.
Angels, God, please just bring me a perfect soulmate.
Okay. Say it again and don't use the word just. Just say, bring me my perfect soulmate, please, God.
God, please just bring me my soulmate, my perfect soulmate.
Okay. And so now you actually meant it. But, you know, it was a little fragmented, but what I see is, you see in your head, you're thinking all over the place. And so I'm clearing that away. And so if you notice, your head's hot inside. And I actually see a really good one showing up. And this one is non-conditional. He's available. He really likes you. And he really loves you. And I see a perfect, perfect guy. I really, really do. And this is relatively soon, within the next, I would say, 3 weeks maybe. And so he's just right. He's going to be right in your face. I feel a really, really good one. All you got to do is say yes. And then you've got one that's kind of hovers around and comes back and comes back again and comes back again. You got that one, right?
Yeah, I know that one exactly.
Okay, well, that one's messing you up because he's confusing. He's just confusing you. And so that's just a friends with benefits kind of thing. And so,
okay.
But that's confusing you. So,
okay.
So, you know, you may have
that
to wean yourself
sense.
Off of that.
Yes.
So, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. You
all
guys
right.
are amazing.
Well,
bye.
Thank you very much for calling in. All right, if you have a question for Gary Spivey, 239-765-1039. Gary, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back with more in a moment, all right?
Yeah.
More with Gary Spivey, Nick.
Get ready for Psychic Tuesday with Big Mom and the Wild Bunch as they welcome Psychic Gary Spivey.
Psychic Gary Spivey has amazed audiences for years.
Gary Spivey is world-renowned for his psychic ability, his gift to communicate with those who've crossed over to the other side, and for his amazing healing energy.
I was born psychic. I was just a little psychic kid, and I could just see things and know things.
Tapping in with Gary Spivey.
I'm probably the most famous demon remover in the world.
Tuesdays at 8 a.m. on the number one hit music station, B1039.
All right, we're back now with Psychic Gary Spivey, 239-765-1039 is the phone number. Let's go ahead and get Gary back on the line with us right now. Gary?
Yep.
All right, there we go. Let's go ahead and grab Stephanie. Let's grab Stephanie off of line three. Stephanie, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, good morning, Gary. I was calling because I needed help kind of getting in the right direction with my job. I've been there for about 5 years now, and I got offered a really good job by my father, and he's been begging me for years to join the team, and I've been on and off trying to think if I should go on that path or not.
I really heard take it, because your father needs somebody even that has your skills, and you have, you know, the skills and then some, but he also needs someone with his crowd that he can really trust. And does that make any sense to you? So he really trusts you?
I never. Where I work now is like my best friend and her mom own the place. So I wasn't sure. I feel kind of guilty leaving them because they really enjoy like having me on the team and I help out a lot. So I've been using that to hold me back.
Right. I think that's great. And I think you can still help them out a little bit on a part-time thing with the things they really need from you. So I think you're going to work it all out. But I would take the job from your dad because it's a lot more money for you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. I would take it. I think it's going to really help you a lot. And I think it's going to really save his life right now because he just needs somebody he can trust. And you're the person. So there we go. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. Let's go now and get Jennifer off of 2. Jennifer, you're on the air. What's your question?
Hi, Gary. My husband, before Christmas, had a midlife crisis, and he moved to his friends. We got a divorce. It just became final. And I talked to you, and you said that he would have remorse and want to come back. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, he broke my heart. Should I give him...
Did you just say we were right? I'm sorry. Did you just say we were right? I just wanted to go on the record.
Gary was right.
I just want to let it be known. Right again, just like normal.
So, Gary, should I give him a chance again or just get rid of him?
I think we should get rid of him and punish him forever and hate him with a past. No. I'm sounding crazy, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Why? You love him. You are in love with him. He had something he went through that was sort of on a deep level of a bunch of traumas purging from him that even had some of it had to do with childhood stuff. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so people go through things, and these days people are purging all these traumas out of them because the planet, believe it or not, is getting brighter in its own way. If you think positive, you'll find your world will become bright. And when this happens, you do have sometimes these traumas that purge out of you, and it seems like you've lost your mind because you have. And he did that, but I would forgive him non-conditionally. I would dig deep, go to therapy, talk to me, do whatever you got to do. But I would get through it and realize he's really your guy. And when I said that, you got hot all over your body when I said he's really your guy, right?
Yes.
Okay, honey, try to forgive him. I pulled away as many dark energies as I could while I was talking from him and from you. But he's woke up. And so
how much y'all blow on a divorce? How much y'all spend on a divorce?
I don't know. I spent $3,000 on my
lawyer. Oh, my good Lord.
Yeah.
You always got to try to, right? You got to work it out like two. You got to work it out like, you got to try to work it out. And then before you spend that money, because it only costs you $85 to get married, it costs $22,000 to get divorced.
Is exactly what I said. Why did you let the divorce get final? Right. And now you want to talk and get back?
Baby steps.
Well, don't loop back into that I'll show you energy. That's what you're doing. I'll show you. Well, no, you're going to show yourself, and you're going to lose.
Take it away from me, Gary. Take that energy
away. Take it away, Gary.
No, you
take it away like Calgon.
Yeah.
Well, I took the energy away, but you got to take the dumb habit of I'll show you away. Get that out of your vocabulary. I'll show you. Don't show him anything. Just show him love. That's all you got to do.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
I mean, you can show them a couple other things, too. Summer, you're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hey, Gary.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. What's your question?
Hey, what do I need to know about my life to move forward?
Nope, got to get more specific in that. That's way too broad.
How about health, love, and financial?
I love you. That's about as broad as it gets. How about you call in? And ask me, I'm going to put you on hold and let you come back. You got to get one question. It's got to be very specific. Hold on. Veronica, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey? What's up?
Good morning.
Gary, can you tell me about my whole entire life for the next 6 months, if you don't mind? I know we only have 15 minutes left in the show, but if you could just spur that out real quick, that'd be great. There's legitimately 5 minutes left in the segment. Go ahead. You're on, Maria. Go ahead.
Veronica, but I've been trying to meditate, do the spiritual, the spiral thing over my head, but every time I do it, I get dizzy. Is it normal? I'm just trying to get centered.
It's normal to get dizzy when you're talking about the spiral thing where I talk about it in meditations. And so you want to go clockwise if you're looking down at the top of your head from the sky. If you get dizzy a little bit, that's because your energy went from being counterclockwise to clockwise. And that'll make you feel a little bit dizzy because you had the dimensions now that are pulling in everything good and throwing out everything bad. So, yes, it's working. That feeling, that sensation is normal. And so that's what you would feel. And so in there, and I just turned your energy around there. And so you got a little dizzy again. See?
I want to make sure I'm doing it right.
Yeah, you're doing everything right. You feel really, really good. You're much brighter than you were. It looks like you came out of a depression of last year somehow and went into a lot of light. Does that make sense?
Yes, my mom passed away, so it makes sense.
Okay, and well, now you're much better with where you are in your head, and you got through it. And honey, I see really good things for this year. So good luck, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in, Veronica. Thanks for calling in, Veronica. There we go. I got it now. She replaced it on the screen. Maria, you're on the air now. Maria, go ahead. I'm going to take Maria in the last call, and that'll be it. Go ahead, Maria.
Hi, good morning, Gary and everyone there this morning. I have a question about my ears. My right side feels off, and I did go to the doctors, and I was put on antibiotics, but it doesn't seem to be helping.
Well, you got several things going on. You have a slight fungal infection is what I feel. And if you have a fungal infection in there, antibiotics are really not going to do it. So just mention that to the doctor, and I think they'll give you the right thing, maybe an antifungal, you know, thing that will get rid of what you got happening. You actually have a little, it feels like a fungal infection in your lower sinuses back behind your head. And so they go down there. And so I just see that. And so, but I'm just putting as much light in there as I can. And so feel how hot you got, real hot. Feel that. And so,
yes, I did.
And you also got TMJ on that side of your jaw. You grind your teeth at night, probably. And because I see a TMJ disorder there. If you go to the dentist, he'll give you one of these little mouthpieces to wear. And that will keep that from becoming inflamed and infected there. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I did go see a dentist and a doctor back-to-back to see what was going on. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in. All right, let's grab the Anonymous up here. Anonymous, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question?
Okay, so I just want to know, after COVID, I haven't been the same. I've been really bad, and I've been seeing doctors, and all their answers that they don't know what's going on. They did endoscopy. They did all this, and now I'm getting headaches. So I just need to know, like, maybe you can help me with a guidance for the doctors to see what could be wrong, what's going on, because my body's just hasn't been the same.
Well, you know, you're a very lucky person usually, and you have a lot of angels that are usually with you. And COVID is a really aggressive disease, that I had. At the same time, and I learned a lot through going through it, and I'm clearing these different dark energies off of you because they will hang with you a lot of times for, you know, a long time, like up to a year. You know, I've seen a lot of people, including myself, and so, but I just cleared all that off of you, and that's the reason you're so warm. Feel your hands got really warm. Feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a year, like since July, I haven't been the same.
Yeah, I think you're going to feel a whole lot different right now. And it looks like your thyroid got attacked. You need to really work on check your endocrine system because your thyroid is off. I don't know if you know it, but I see that. And so that's what's making you feel so weird, I think. You just feel kind of weird. It looks like your blood sugars were off. And so you might check that. And so,
okay.
But I see those two things making you feel strange in your head and in your belly. That makes sense to you, right?
Yes, my belly. It's like non-acid. They keep saying no, it's not, but it's very bad gas that hurts, and now my head just keeps hurting. I never get headaches, so now it's all the time.
Right. Check your blood sugars. That's what I see. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Brittany. Go ahead. You're on the air. What's your question? Last caller before we get our text message, Brittany. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hello, everyone. My question is, for the last 4 years, my husband has been trying to get pregnant again, and nothing seems to be working. I was just wondering if we're going to get lucky enough to have another child.
Yeah, I see you having another one at least, if not two. And so I don't know if twins run in your family or if you're taking fertility drugs or anything, but I see likelihood of two. And I see you have one tube that's blocked or one issue on one side, one ovary, and then one side is fertile as can be and not a problem. So I think you're likely to get pregnant every other month because of the problem on one side. Do you know you had a problem on one side? Was there a cyst on that ovary at one time, or do you know any of that stuff?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with PCOS, but my last ultrasound was clear.
Right. Well, you're going to find that you're likely to get pregnant every other month, but I do see you having baby or babies. So twins in your family? Any twins in your family?
One, but she did fertility drugs.
Okay. Well.
And you are not?
No.
Try that Clomid. It'll change your life.
No, all right.
Yeah, all right.
And I heard not yet. So you probably will try that. So right. There's what I saw. Okay?
There you go. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And best
Thank
of luck.
You so much.
I'm going to sprinkle that dust out there for you, Brittany. All right. Best of luck to you and your man. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go. Last one for the text message of the day. Good morning. I'm reaching out because my grandmother passed away on Saturday. Just wanted to make sure she's doing okay and see if by chance she has any message for us, Gary.
Well, I see Grandma on the other side, and she looks like a can-can girl or something, or a rockette, because she's dancing. She's kicking her legs up, and she says she's kicking high. And so Grandma's a hoot. She's doing just fine. She loves her, and she says she's good.
All right. Well, Gary, I want to thank you for being here. Get a hold of Gary when he isn't here on his own website at GarySpivey.com or call 1-800-827-GARY. Gary, it's always a pleasure, and we'll see you next Tuesday, my friend, all right?
Yeah, great.
Gary Spivey, everybody. Yeah.
The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for B1039's Tapping In with Gary Spivey. Now, the host of Tapping In, Big Mama.
Tapping in with Gary Spivey. Gary Spivey is a world-renowned psychic whose abilities will amaze you. Do you have a question for Gary? If so, call right now, 239-765-1039. Make sure your question is very specific in nature. You can only ask one question, so make sure it counts. You can get a hold of Gary when he is in here at 1-800-827-GARY or on his website at GarySpivey.com. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, psychic Gary Spivey!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, ready to take some phone calls, ready to get everyone's answers. If you have a question, please hit us up right now. Let's go to Jenna. Jenna, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Well, first off, good morning, Big Mom and the Wild Bunch. And
what?
Gary. I was just wondering if Gary saw any spirits around me.
Well, I see a lot of things around you, so that's sort of vague, and so, you know, give me a vague answer. Who do you want to talk to?
My dad.
Okay. Well, he said that he learned patience in heaven, in his heaven. And so does that make any sense to you? What's he talking about?
I'm not sure, actually. I didn't really have a personal relationship with him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, okay. And so you wouldn't know. But he's telling me, you know, I'm asking him to tell me more since you didn't know each other. And he says that he learned to not freak out and run away, that he, when he got to heaven, he looked back and he realized that he only had one problem in his whole life, and that was he didn't have any patience at all with things. He would get real kind of crazy and impatient and go do something. And most people, well, this would be diagnosed as an impulsive personality disorder. He was impulsive. And so he would just go do kind of crazy things, but he's good. And so he says he loves you. And And he says he's aware of you, and he's aware of your thoughts and your energy. And he's laughing. He says you're a lot like his mom. And so does that make any sense?
Yeah, actually it does. I did have a personal relationship with her. And to say that impulsive thing, I am myself. So I find that very interesting.
Good. Okay. Well, there we are.
All right.
Well, good luck. He loves you.
Thank you very much for your phone call. Thanks for calling in. I've got Dan on the phone now. Dan, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Good morning. My wife's going for an interview, a job interview. How do you see it panning out there, Gary?
I see her getting it.
And you see her getting
it? She's going to get it. I see that she may get a chance of two jobs. I know she may be interviewing for one. But it seems like there may be even another one at the same time that she may get. So that's what I see. So that's how I see it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, let's grab Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, good morning, Gary. I have a question. I recently let somebody go out of my life, like maybe 6 months ago. And that's a decision because of the way he was being. So I have a friend of mine. She's an older friend because he's actually in the Army. He lives out of state. She's telling me that because I'm having a hard time moving forward. And he's already, like, moving forward, already, like, you know, planning trips with women. And he's, you know, he's going out with them and all that. And I was actually thinking by me breaking up with him, maybe he could see, hey, you know, this, I'm not playing games with you no more. I can't have you, you know. He was very controlling. And I just, you know, told him, you need to calm down. I'm not doing anything here. I know you're over there, and he's about to get out in 2 months from the Army after serving 22 years. And I don't know what to do. Should I just move forward, I guess that's what I'm asking, and just let him go? Because I don't bother him.
Well, that's a lot of stuff. And you know, basically you ran around in a circle. And so that's what it's like with him. He's, if I told you what's happening with him, it's not about other women with him. He actually really likes you because you're so nice to him, and he also really does love you. He's basically crazy right now. So he would be certifiably insane because he's getting out of the military, and he's scared to death with not having that in his world. But that's all he knows for his adult life. And so he's freaking all out. And so you have to kind of back off and let him freak out, but also let him know you're there, you know, you're hanging out. I do see you guys working it out, is what I see, but you're asking for him to make major decisions and do this and do that, and you don't even know you're asking for that, but that's what he hears when you talk. And so you have to kind of just chill for a minute, and I do see he gets really sane within about 4 months. Because I see him getting a real good job when he gets out of the military, so I feel great about that. So there you are. And so about 4 months, you'll like him, and between now and then, you'll not like him. And so
okay,
and
just keep like, moving my life like forward. Okay,
all right.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye now. Let's go now to Shelby's on the phone. Shelby, you're on the air. What's your question for psychic Gary Spivey?
Hi, I was calling in regards to my aunt. I'm actually calling for her, really. Her mother passed away about 2 years ago, and her father passed away several years ago, way back, but he committed suicide. Her mother died in her sleep. And I was just wondering if not only did they make it to the other side, or if her father is earthbound, because I heard a couple times that people who committed suicide are earthbound. And I wanted to see if there's a way that we could help him to the other side, if he still is.
Well, he's not. I see him on the other side. I see him holding hands with Grandma. She said that she prayed him up. That's what it's called with religious people. Religious people actually, you know, believe in praying people up, if you would. And so she had, you know, whatever her church was. In her head or in her world, she was pretty religious or spiritual in her own way, and so I see that she took care of him. She got him to the other side. And I see him over there with her holding hands, and so that's all really good.
All right. Too much sound on that background. I don't know where she was, in an airport or something. That was extremely a lot of background noise. We'll have to finish her story off air, but go ahead.
Yeah, so they're up there. Everything's good.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Nothing to do.
Get ready for Psychic Tuesday with Big Mama the Wild Bunch as they welcome Psychic Gary Spivey.
Psychic Gary Spivey has amazed audiences for years.
Gary Spivey is world-renowned for his psychic ability, his gift to communicate with those who've crossed over to the other side, and for his amazing healing energy.
I was born psychic. I was just a little psychic kid, and I could just see things and know things.
Tapping in with Gary Spivey.
I'm probably the most famous demon remover in the world.
Tuesdays at 8 a.m. on the number one hit music station, B1039.
Veronica, good morning. You're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
My daughter, she's 16, and she's been depressed lately, but she sometimes is a drama queen. Can you just clear her energy, please?
Yeah, just did. Easy to clear. Does she meditate?
No. Should tell you that one.
If you had her meditate just a little bit, that would really help her out, you know. And so you think, well, she's only 16. She gets to meditate. I see kids at 6 years old meditating and doing stuff sometimes that I think I can't do. And so I think it's really, really important to teach her how to meditate, clear her own energy. And I think you'll find that solves a lot of your issues. If you notice, you feel warm all over your body, your back feels a little lighter, your head, sinuses are opening. You know, that's just, you're empathing me clearing her energy. And I cleared yours too. But you're empathing what she's feeling right now. She had a lot of darkness on her. And so, you know, being 16, of course, being a drama queen is sort of normal. But I just cleared everything away. She looks really, really good energetically. She is energy sensitive, though. Meditate. Okay?
Yes, perfect.
All right.
Makes sense. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, let's go now. I got Caleb on the phone. Caleb, you're on the air. What's your question for Psychic Gary Spivey?
Hello, Big Mama and Wild Bunch and Gary Spivey.
Hey.
Go ahead.
My question is, I have a grandma who passed away. I have a grandmother who passed away. Does she have any message for me and my family?
She's laughing, and she says she, and I hear this over and over and over, so I say it over and over, but she rides with you in the car or in the vehicle. She tells me to tell you to pay attention where you're driving. So her message is she thinks you drive. And sometimes you'll get sidetracked and not pay attention. I don't know if you had any accidents lately, or you're about that, or you almost had one, or whatever. But she seems to be aware of every move and everything. She's around you, and she's like an angel for you. You can feel her energy. So you felt your hands get warm right then. You felt that. So it's crazy, right? And so that feeling, she's holding both of your hands. So your grandma is real close in with you. And she says that you're her boy. She's like your grandma mama, you know. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She's right there with you. She loves you, she says. And she says you'll never shake her. She's real cool, too, with the way she talks. She's a cool grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She always loves.
All right.
Yeah. Good luck, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling in, and good luck. All right, I got an anonymous on the phone. Go ahead, you're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's your question? Go ahead.
Hi, yes. About 3 or 4 years ago, my mother passed away, and I honestly really need her advice right now. I'm going through some stuff with my son in court, and if you guys have any, if she has any message for me, I would really like that right now.
She tells me to tell you to be strong and not talk to the other side, whatever the court thing is. Don't talk. Don't have any conversation. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because every time you have conversation, you end up telling everything you're doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And you should, you know, repeat after me.
I
will shut up.
Shut up.
Okay. Honey, that's all you got to do, and you'll win this thing. But if you keep on talking to everybody and telling them everything you're doing, they're just going to play their strategies against you, and they're going to win. Make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. There we are. Good luck, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's go now. I got Crystal on the phone. Crystal, you're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey? Go ahead.
Good morning. So my mother-in-law passed away a week ago yesterday.
And my question is, was it of natural causes or foul play?
I know, you know, I hate to say this, but foul play.
Okay, that's what was suspected.
Yeah.
Is she saying anything else?
She said she's good, and she's laughing. She was funny. She was kind of the hoot. She's saying they did her a favor. And so was she really sick or not okay?
Yeah, she was. She was in an extreme amount of pain.
Yeah, but so she's laughing and says they did her a favor, so... So she's pretty good with it. But anyway, there we are. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Wow, that's a crazy story. I got time for about two more callers. Let's grab SJ on the phone. SJ, you're on the air. What's your question for Gary Spivey? Go ahead.
Good morning, Big Mama and the Wild Bunch.
What?
Hi, Gary. I just wanted to ask. I've been seeing a guy for about 7-8 months now, and we're both totally different, but I just want to see if he's the one that it's for me, where I should be with right now, or am I wasting my time?
No, he's very different with his priorities and stuff. But however, you have this amazing soul connection with him. You feel it, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. No, you totally, this is the vibration of what a soulmate is all about. And so this is just the greatest vibration of a true soulmate. And you guys, you know, it is kind of weird. You almost don't have anything in common, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
But you entertain each other in some strange way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, so I think it's great. I think it's awesome. I think basically you're going to learn a lot from him if you allow yourself to do that. And then I think he's going to learn a tremendous amount from you. And so it's good. It's a great relationship. What he's good at, you're not good at. What you're good at, he's not good at. So
right.
That's what makes a really good team.
Great.
You have to back off of being a control freak a little bit. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. And so if you do that, you got it made, and you're with your soulmate. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Allow. That's all you got to do. Just. Allow. That's it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Alyssa, you're the last caller before we get the text message. Go ahead, Alyssa. What's your question for Gary Spivey?
Hey, Gary Spivey and Big Mama and the Wild Bunch. I recently lost my grandmother in December, and I haven't seen, like, any signs or anything from her. Me, my family, my dad, we really miss her, and I was just wondering if you, like, see her aura or anything, her energy.
I do. I see her all around you. You're telltale sign of her will be you will smell her, and so
okay.
and so I don't know what kind of perfume, hairspray, whatever, you know, stench, grandma's stench, you know, there was, but it's like that's what you're gonna smell. You're that's how you know she's around you, and she's very much around the kitchen, and so I see her around the kitchen, and so
okay.
And then maybe even I smell coffee, I think, is a scent. And so,
yeah.
but I see her with you. She says she holds your hand all the time. You love her. And she says she was with you. She's going with you on a trip. There's a trip that was important, monumental. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, actually, all of it does. I have her quilt at home that, like, is the only smell I have left of her in my grandparents' house. So I have that really close to me all the time. We also went on a trip recently, me and my significant other. We plan on going on another one soon. I usually use those to, you know, get away and just stop thinking about the bad things. So it makes sense. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, if you take the quilt with you, and you know, that'll help you. That's what I see. There you go. That's your way to connect with her, is that smell. And so there you go. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got to get this last text message of the show. Gary, this week, my aunt, who's also my grandmother, passed away March 27th, and I want to know if she's in heaven and happy. Thanks in advance.
Yeah, she's wiggling her feet, her toes. Many times that means they don't hurt or they work, or she's got them back, but there was an issue with her legs and her feet, and now she's dancing around. She keeps on showing me that, and that would be the biggest thing. So she's happy. Her feet are good.
There we are.
All right. Well, I hope that works out. Thank you very much, Gary, for being on the show. Get a hold of Gary when he isn't here at GarySpivey.com or 1-800-827-GARY. Gary, always a pleasure. I'll see you next Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday, my friend. All right?
Yeah, great.
Gary Spivey, everybody. Yeah!
Follow me on Facebook.com/GarySpivey or Twitter.com/GarySpivey. Also, you can call me up for a private reading anytime, of course, 800-827-GARY. Or 24/7, you can call any of my gifted psychics.
And today's special is only $1.99.
Get you 10 minutes of a psychic reading from any of my gifted psychics, and you can call us up at 800-217-5336. That number is 1-800-217-5336, and I'll see you next week. And I do appreciate you.